David, your thoughts on tonight's 1-0 win here in Ballymena?
So pleased, Andy. Delighted. The players deserve immense credit. They really do. And I've said that in the press. I think I said it on the TV. And when my temperature was still rising and still boiling at the time with situations that happened tonight. But I say the players deserve immense credit from the start of the season to where we are now. They've given everything. Players who were written off last year, a lot of the same players who played tonight were part of that last year. I held my hands up last year and took full responsibility as a manager of the football club. It's always your, it always lands on your door. I took that on the chin last year. We readdressed things in the summer, what we wanted to do, what we wanted to improve on. And the players have been immense so far. Mathematically, it's still there to be won or lost. But we'll put ourselves in with a real, real good chance of going and winning the league next Saturday.
That was a cracking advert for the league, an end-to-end cup tie, and we came out on top.
A million miles an hour, strange decisions, good decisions, tackles, a couple of melees. It's Irish league football. That's why it's for £11. If I wasn't manager of Linfield, I'd certainly be going to pay me £11 somewhere on a Saturday. That's what you get. Ballymena are a very good side. They've got good players. They threw everything at it today. They threw everything at it this season. They deserve credit for the way they've gone about it. So we look forward now to the challenge now of Crusaders.
I've no idea who the BBC gave the man of the match to, but to me, Gareth Dean was the man of the match there tonight. He was incredible tonight.
I don't know. I couldn't see at the end of the game what was going on. There was that much things being said and happening.
Gareth was fantastic.
Gareth's been incredible. And again, he's had to wait his time. He's had to be patient. It's difficult for an outfield player at times when you're coming on here, there. You're not getting as many minutes and experience as exposure that you really want. But Gareth's been brilliant since he's got his chance, but unfortunately Roy's injury, and he made some saves tonight which we know he can make because he makes them a lot of time in training, but he went and done it on the big stage tonight.
And it wasn't just him in the defence, because there was a 15 minute spell in the first half where they were on top and the whole defence really stood firm.
Yeah, there were spells in both halves when we had to stand firm. But we said to the players at half time, you might only need one opportunity if it falls to the right person, which it did, the half chance that Andy scored. But you might only need one because we trust in the goalkeeper, we've trust in our back four. And when you do get the big chance, you want it to fall to somebody like Andy. It was a fantastic finish straight across the goalkeeper, hit it so early. And I was delighted to see it going in the far corner.
Big games need big goal scorers, and the League Cup final was Andy Waterworth 1-0 tonight. It was Andy Waterworth 1-0. That's what you need in the big games, isn't it?
Absolutely, and Andy's been doing that for years. And I say we look forward to Andy hopefully staying at the football club. Everybody's talking about it. I say we've spoken to Andy on numerous occasions, and we'll see where that comes. But I say he's been massive player for this club long before I come, and he's been a big player. And my three and a bit years that I've been here.
There were nice scenes with the players, the staff and the supporters all together there after the 90 minutes tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah. Again, I want to thank the staff. A lot of it goes unnoticed. Me personally, I turn up for training. A lot of it's prepared because we have good staff in place. So I want to thank them. I know, well, they listen to Linfield.
Of course they do.
Well, they probably do. We all do, Andy. Probably apart from me. I want to thank them from the kit manager right through to assistant managers, first team coaches. They've been incredible support this year. They knew, because again, a lot of them were part of the disappointment last year, what we had to endure, which was natural with the season that we had. But they've been a big rock, personally for me this year. We've rallied round, we've made sure the players have been in a good place. There's been the odd game out of the 34 in the league that we played this year, which has been disappointing. Which is, again, it's natural in football. You're not always going to play to your maximum, to your best all the time. But I say I'm a proud person at the best of times, and I'm so proud tonight for the players, and I'm so pleased that they've got their just rewards tonight.
And it's been a long 2 weeks since the last game for the supporters and the team for tonight, but it was well worth the wait, wasn't it?
It certainly was. And again, when you do find a couple of weeks' break, as a manager and a coach, you find yourself out and about watching Academy games, Swifts games, under-18s games, which can only be good for the club because, again, beneath some of the younger players in and around it, our first-team squad this year, going forward for next year, there's two or three good young players in there, and we want to start getting some of them young players in. They're already, hopefully, understand of the task, what it means to everybody to play for Linfield. So hopefully over the course of the next 6, 12, 18 months, we can start adding, you know, some of these other younger players. The Gareth Deans has come in, Niall Quinn through the academy, Stevie Fallon's at a good young age, Larkin Ford, Brandon Doyle, Daniel Rellins. We brought these players in for a reason, and we want to see these flourish over the next 12 months.
And Windsor Park next Saturday, Crusaders, it would be nice to get the point to be mathematically out of sight.
Absolutely, because again, Crusaders have been phenomenal over a period of time, not just over one season. They've been phenomenal for long periods, deserve the champions on a few occasions. So we look forward to the challenge. Crusaders have beaten us twice in the last couple of games in both cup competitions. So it'll be a challenge. We understand that, we know that, and we'll need to make sure that it won't be turn up and enjoy the game. It'll be turn up, work hard, and then hopefully when it gets to 5 o'clock we can enjoy the game.
Well done on an immense performance here tonight.
Thanks.